So we are finishing the discussion of his boininus. And we were talking about last time to want to be misboinened into himself. Recognize your own nature. And the starting point of his boininus into oneself is to remind ourselves that we are the nation that Hashem took out of the tribe with tremendous miracles and gave us the Torah. And we reinforce this many times a day, primarily before Shachas, Shmones of Shachas and Ma'ariv, when we relive the Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the concept of to be Seymech Gul and Tefillah. Seymech Gul and Tefillah put us, if we do it right, the way we do it is, we close our eyes a second before saying, Micha Mo'ivah, Hashem Yilach Lo'ved. Try to imagine that we're on the shore over there, after being Eved for our whole lives, and then after this most traumatic situation that can ever happen to a Jew or anybody, to be sandwiched between the mighty army of the Egyptians and the Yamsuf and the Sadashini, 100%, no death, no chance of survival. And then Hashem tells us, just go through the water. The water's a split, and now we're looking, wow, we just went through the split Yamsuf, we saw the Giluyim over there, and we see all the Mitzrim are finished, the army is finished, all the wealth swept away, and we have the wealth. And now we say, Hashem, I recognize that Hashem runs the world. And that's the way one's supposed to think before he starts the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mizboinen and the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And that uplifts us to a great height. Because a part of the problem with our tefillah is that we don't really pay attention to the deep connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And mainly it's a religious service. In Judaism, there's no concept of religious service. It's a real thing. It's part of that relationship that Hashem loves us. He wants us to love Him. And the basic level of this, like we're saying, is going and pay attention what you are. And that's how we introduce ourselves to the Shemoneh Esrei. We remind ourselves, we are that nation that Hashem loves us to the point that He made these unbelievable miracles to save us from utter death. And as a result of that, He is our master and we are His servants. So now, before we're doing an act of being Avodim Takodesh Bohu, basically saying, I recognize everything in your hands, and therefore I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei and asking everything from you. I pay attention to the nature of Takodesh Bohu and His relationship with me. And I make it a real thing. If we think about that, before we start the Shemoneh Esrei, completely different Shemoneh Esrei. Shemoneh Esrei is coming out of a clarity. I see the Creator, Takodesh Bohu, and how close He is to me. Now when I say, yes, the God revealed Himself to my forefathers and saved them, and to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and I'm also one of His children, Bonim L'Hashem Elokeinu. When I feel that way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I put myself in His hands, then Shemoneh Esrei, the whole day is a different day. So this is pointedness into the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us, which basically is the pointedness into myself. To realize the nature of Klal Yisrael. He said, even if we can do once a week, just take off a half hour, or today half hour is too much, attention span has shrunken day by day. 2 minutes is a bit too little. Whatever, 10 minutes, whatever the time is, maybe together with a family, whatever, just think, all by yourself, think what we are at a general level. Shabbos is a good time, because Shabbos is also only given to Klal Yisrael. We're the only nation that Hashem wants to be with Him on the day that He also cuts the physical world out and concentrates on the spiritual connection He has with the world through us. So that's stage number one. To be born into the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how close He is to us, and how much He yearns to hear our tefillahs and our brachos. And by doing so, we put ourselves in Hashem's hands. But afterwards, His boinus and our mightiness and His boinus, all the specific things that we have to work on. Stage number one is to recognize the lofty, great state of each one of us as being a member of Klal Yisrael. There's another point he brings out over here is, which is, sounds like a little bit in the other direction, look at three things and you will not come to Aveda. Chazal said the same thing. Also, examine what you are. Pay attention to the fact that Hashem is listening to what you're saying, seeing what you're doing. That's one type of thing which really be helpful if you really think that way, because a lot of the modes of behavior which is below where we should be can happen when a person is by himself. He doesn't have a whole crowd of people watching. Imagine if your household would be on some line, whatever, yakubovich.com, watch 24/7 what's going on at home. I think they would behave so beautifully. I have to put on a good show for everybody. So we have that. Kodesh Baruch was watching. Yeah. Sheinus, another example they give. Stakulash Loshin Dvorim. Behind Bosa, Lorat Ahilat, Miata, Nitin, Nitin, Vecheshvan. Where are you going? Where are you heading? Mein Bosa, Mitipas Rucha. Lorat Ahilat, Mokam Alfa Mim, Vecheshvan. To Miata, also Nitin, Nitin, Vecheshvan. To Miata, Mokam Alfa Mim, Lokam Kodesh Baruch. Yeah. So he's saying, well, before I said that, we look back and we say, we're the great nation that was chosen by Hashem. And I was saying, look back and there's a piece of Tipas Rucha, a drop of decomposed matter. That's who you are. So, whatever you want to call it. But the truth is, it's complementary. And what it means to say is, when you start getting dragged into your physical body, and your power, and all that stuff, is what life is all about. Then look back and say, one second, I came from just a little drop of seed. It's nothing. Then my physical side is nothing. It's something I deal with and I have to take care of it. It's not my goal in life. My goal in life is look back at how worthless the physical side of ourself is by itself. And instead of shame, look back to Kriyas Yantzah from Naimin HaSinai, how great our Anashalas are. How close we are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing. That's from the body. When your body starts taking over and controlling everything you're doing. He says, invest in me, invest in me. And remind yourself, you're investing in worms, because that me of the physical side of yourself, in a short period of time, will just be a bunch of worms. Whereas if you do look at the other side of the coin, that you're going to a model, and I have to invest in it. There was a guy, you know, one of my kids came from Cheder once, he told me, his Rebbe said, there was a guy that, he's doing everything, very good the effort. And they asked him, why is he doing the effort? He said, there's a sheet that says it's good. It was no mitzvah, there's a shita. And it came the time, maybe Esther, he goes up to Olam Elyon, and he looked at his beautiful mansions. Oh, he said, this is fitting for me, this is the type of mansion I live in this world. And they told me that whatever you have in this world is going to be even greater in the world to come. He said, no, it's not. Okay, smaller mansion, small house, they finally get to a shack, barely standing up, and said, my dear friend, here it is. So what are you talking about? They always told me that Oil Hab is even greater than Oil Hab. So the answer for this one sheet that says this is Oil Hab. This is Oil Hab for the one sheet of people. So that's what we have to think of. The one sheet of Oil Hab of people. So that's what we're saying. Why is he doing the one sheet that he wants Oil Hab? You have people that come to Davin, they come late, they leave early. They're very busy people, they don't have time. But Shinshin Pinkus would say, it's very insulting to your dear king to behave in such a fashion. He makes an appointment for you at 7 o'clock and you show up at 7:10 and then you zip through it and run out. But his vocal, he loves us so much and he gave us the opportunity to speak in front of him, have this conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put everything we need in life in front of him, and he'll do his best to take care of it. And he can do everything. Maybe some of the things we're asking for not good for us, he won't give it to us. But it's also his blindness. The person goes through life, he's running from one place to the next. He doesn't know where he's coming, where he's going. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is changing the whole way the whole world is working. It didn't start today. It started years ago. But in the next wave, starting from Simchas Torah. And Baruch Hashem, the people are changing. I spoke to people from Deir, and I was happy to hear because I wasn't aware how things going. Nothing's going on. But different organizations that are dealing with Kiruv, they said there's a tremendous awakening. Many times more people that are taking interest in going to Shiurim, going to opening up the Midrashas for them, whatever it is. So why shouldn't we do the same thing? Also, we should do the same thing. And I'm not drinking, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem is Shabbos. He's in the Torah. But the Mizbayin and more, Hashem is calling out to us. Yeah. So, this is, like we're saying, we have to be Mizbayin and use our... We have an amazing tool that Hashem gave us. It's true. Imagination. Most people don't use it well. The imagination they use, all kind of fantasies that they run after the whole life and they don't get anywhere. You know, a lot of people going to the bars and getting drunk, it's based on that type of mind frame. But the credit of demon and imagination can be used very powerfully for the good things. Like I said, twice a day we try as much as we can to picture the mind that frees the answer, make it real. Maybe it will affect the way we daven afterwards, the way we talk session afterwards, the way we conduct ourselves throughout the day. that exalted feeling of paying attention to the fact that we went through this miraculous thing. We were chosen by Hashem.
Yeah, that's important in life.
He ends off the parrot with saying that quality of life is dependent on how much disbelievedness we have, how much we pay attention to things in life. The reason why people are not happy in this world is they're not paying attention to anything. Except when something pains them, then they wake up. Rather than that, they take everything for granted. The more we don't take things for granted, we pay attention to it, we feel great. As the Kuzari said, make a bracha before eating a piece of bread. It tastes better. The fish is a special creation that Hashem set up, perfectly designed for health and for the flavor and texture and everything else. And so we should benefit from it. When we do that, we appreciate the bread more, or whatever food we're eating. And we also appreciate ourselves more. We realize that we're a special nation, that any mundane act we do can be used to bring us closer to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Eating food, going to the bathroom, are not just things detached. It's a waste. Go to the bathroom, and we say we appreciate it. The body's working. Without that, you can't stand in front of you. I recognize we have, I have what to live for. If a cat can't go to the bathroom and die, something to say. It serves the ecosystem in a different fashion than it did before. Not for me, it's alive, but then by us, when we're alive, we could be oymed lefanecha. And we're thankful that we can get rid of the waste so that we can be oymed lefanecha. We can't daven, we can't. Yeah. So says in Kisovoy, the Shematim is a bit as though, as he's the Moisev of the Mount, as Kilo, it's Kulash Atasu. You should listen to these things and watch them open so that you should be successful in everything that Asher Atasu, the Tagan Yoshalmi, the Tabzin Yoshoy, and the Glam, the Tidboidadun, Yoshko, Abdeichem. Taskilu says if you do the will of Hashem, then you will be Zoycha. The simple pshat is to be successful in everything you do. As the Targum says, you'll be zoicha to pay attention to everything you do. Oh, that sounds like a big bracha. Let me have a good time without paying attention. And that's what I'm telling you. If you do the mitzvahs properly, you form a deep enough keshu that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you start paying attention to all the little things that happen around your life. Just today, I was away for Shabbat for some reason. So those are Shabbat, I was standing over here and the Tazan standing over there. And most people went, a lot of people lay down short yesterday, they're swaying back and forth. So I think, it's an amazing thing. It says in the many of the Kadmonim that the reason why we stand upright is because an animal has its head in the ground, because he lives off the ground. We live off our cash, our global, so we stand upright. The most fitting time to stand upright is the Shemoneh Esrei. When we're talking to Hashem, we're standing up to show that my head is up there. But the swaying back and forth is another amazing thing, because as we know, the fact that we stand and don't fall is itself a very complex system Hashem set up. We have two little feet. I have a granddaughter, 1-year-old, walking. She has the feet of Amish. The shoe looks like it's going straight down, doesn't go forward, you know. And she can still stand up on that little tiny thing. Great. So, that's a tremendous thing. But there's more than that. If you're standing straight, later, but when you start going, so your sense of gravity shifts. And you have to, the brain has to recalibrate everything so you shouldn't fall down. So when you swing back and forth, it's unbelievable. You've been saved hundreds of times in the course of Shemoneh Esrei from falling down. Especially Hashgachah Kodesh Baruch Hu. Pay attention to that. Hashem is keeping me up. Unbelievable. Imagine if we had to have a little computer and every time we sway, they have to calibrate. Oh, this muscle should go back, another one forward, and this one tilted to that. We don't want you falling down. Oh, Hashem, I haven't seen many people fall down in Shemoneh Esrei. If they are healthy. Anyways, that's it. That's a beautiful life a Jew has. It's in our hands. Pay more attention to all the wonderful things Hashem gives us. And that will give us the courage to go through the challenges also. As we said, it's a time specifically now. We're going through a challenge. God is going through a challenge. Hashem wants us to bring ourselves closer to Him. And one point we're working on now, point of tefillah. Hashem cares about us, loves us, is taken out of His throne miraculously, and He wants us to sustain that relationship, and we're going to do it. And we know that just like in the Mitzrayim, the Yeshua came for the fact that we called out the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yes, Hashem, and Hashem, we also call out the Kodesh Baruch Hu, etc. Have a wonderful week of Yeshua's, for Yeshua's.